Hello, my beautiful friend. Welcome back to the Meant to Bloom podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Clarkson, and I'm so glad you're here. I hope you enjoyed last week's Mindset Realign. If you didn't do those episodes, if you didn't listen to them or do the exercises, the journal prompts, and go through them, I really encourage you to go back to those episodes and listen to them and really put in the work, because it's going to set you up with just this full body clarity and release of stress to move on and really embrace this spring. I consider it sort of a spring cleaning of your mind, which to me is very important to do before you try to tackle spring cleaning of your home, or, you know, even just cleaning out your car can feel like so much. But if you're in the right mindset going into that, it really changes things. It makes it better and easier, and I think it's great. my dog just started barking. I think there's a delivery truck. That's a very consistent bark he's doing. You guys probably can't even hear it, so I don't need to explain it to you. It's just distracting to me. Today, I kind of just want to share a quick episode because I do want you to go back and listen to all of those Mindset Realign episodes. And they are short and sweet, so you can probably listen to them back to back. And then if you get the workbook, go ahead and take your time to go through the questions. But if you haven't done that, I very, very much, how many times can I tell you to do it? But I did mention a little bit that I wanted to talk about sort of this new shift into spring, sort of how I'm looking at things differently and changing things. And I'm very excited for the changes that are happening around here. It's beautiful and it's exciting. And I think the sunshine's really bringing it about. It's, you know, waking up my soul from a long winter sleep, it feels like for me. But I'm kind of embracing this squirrel brain method of living and method of running my business too. Which a lot of people tend to use squirrel brain as this negative thing. You know, meaning you're all over the place and you can't stay focused on anything. But you know what? It works for squirrels. And if it works for the squirrels, and that's naturally how my brain is working, I can make it work for me too. That's what I have decided. So if your brain is functioning differently than, you know, society tells you it should, forget that. Like, you do you. You find what works for you. And I think a lot of the time, why it's so hard to feel like we get our life in order and to feel like we're just thriving and, you know, succeeding at things is because we're trying to do it someone else's way. We're trying to do it the way we perceive as the right way to do it. But your body is probably telling you the right way to do it, because the right way to do it is the way that gives you the least amount of anxiety. All right. And I'm not talking like fear that you need to overcome, something you need to grow through. I'm talking like you're getting panic attacks over something, or you're just so stressed and anxious about it every time it comes up. So often we're taught that like avoidance is not the answer, but maybe there's another method that doesn't involve you going through that. Maybe that's the wrong path for you. Maybe you don't need to be, you know, crawling through the thickets to get there. Maybe there's a way around, or a way over, or a way under, just some different way of doing things that your brain naturally is like, hey, what if we tried it this way? Don't let everyone else tell you, nope, that doesn't work, because it didn't work for them, or because it doesn't work in, you know, whatever, according to productivity experts. Whatever, you've got to do what's going to work for you. And so part of embracing this squirrel brain method, what brought this about was that I heard someone mention, like it was on a comedy skit or something. This wasn't a productivity or brain expert at all. This was a comedian who was mentioning that they found out that squirrels, when they hide all of like their nuts and their acorns, like, okay, so a squirrel's collecting acorns, and they go and they hide them and they bury them. A lot of times, like, I can't remember the number. There was some big percent, like 80% or something. I don't know. But a big percent of what a squirrel hides, they never go back for. They forget about it. And it's like, oh my gosh, that sounds devastating and scary. But you know what happens when a squirrel forgets that they buried an acorn and they don't go back and dig it up to eat it? That acorn has been buried. That's a seed. It's been planted. And now an oak tree can grow that will provide more acorns. And that is what I'm doing with my business planning and my big dreams about business. Because I tend to get an idea and then I get distracted by a new idea, or I get distracted by what I'm currently working on, and I put things on the back burner. I bury these ideas under other ideas and I forget about them. But when I forget about it and it's got all the right pieces and everything is right about it, it's gonna grow into an oak tree and give me more ideas and more inspiration. And it's gonna be even, better than just that little acorn of an idea I had. And that is what is happening here. And I cannot wait to share it with you. I mentioned like months ago that you should be prepared for a shift. And I wanted to focus on community. And, I wanted some different things going on. But then we had like holidays and things got busy. And that, acorn idea kind of got buried. And now it is growing and blooming. And it is about to be a thriving oak tree, a mighty oak. And I'm so excited for that. And I cannot wait to share all of the details. That is something I'm working on like right now, this week, building this new platform and shifting things and moving things and planning things and outlining things. And I'm really excited to be able to share that with you. But I feel like I need to have a link for you to go sign up before I really spill all the beans on this one. But we will be building community and we will be getting in a room together on the internet, an internet room together where we can grow. And, that leads me to another point is that I am not really on social media anymore. I pretty much decided it was okay to not be on social media. It was a slow step by step stepping back. I kept changing my mind, like, well, I'm just not gonna create content. I'm just not gonna try to do reels anymore. I'm not gonna post, daily. And I was like, I'm gonna go back to the old way of doing Instagram where I just post, my thoughts or, what's going on this week. And so I've been posting less and less and less. And it feels really good to not feel like I have to show up, to not feel like I care about it. And I keep like opening up Instagram and then just closing it. Like, I don't need to be on here. I don't need this anymore. Because I really got to a point where it just feels like I've seen all the content and it makes me not want to create content because I'm like, I've seen it all. And it's basically all just the same stuff over and over again, or it's a new idea about the same stuff. And I just don't feel like it's a valuable use of my time. And I don't feel like it's entertaining either. Like, it's not a great way to waste time for me anymore. Like, I'd rather just sit and binge Netflix than scroll social media. I'd rather watch Seinfeld or Friends again instead of, an endless loop of reels. So that's where I'm at with that. Like, if you don't see me on social media, it doesn't mean I'm not doing stuff. It doesn't mean I'm not planning things. It doesn't mean I'm not showing up. It just means I don't care about social media anymore. So our community will be off social media, and I'm very excited about that. But let me get those details so I can tell you all about it. It will be launching probably Mother's Day week, will be our official launch date. So be prepared, be excited, be ready, be listening to episodes, waiting for links because it's not going to be, all over social media. anyways, yeah, that's really what I wanted to share with you. And I feel like in the spring, it's just such a beautiful time because the sun starts shining and you start thinking about things and you get this new, I have this new motivation, this new inspiration, this new excitement about everything. And now that I'm kind of backing off of the social media loop and I'm not constantly seeing things to compare myself to, and I'm deciding to like let things be easier and, not even run like this big company that I was trying to grow. Like, I want it to be smaller. I want it to be intimate. I want it to take less time. I want it to be simple and easy because I want my life to be simple and easy. And I'm really starting to strive for mediocrity in a lot of ways, like in a lot of really good ways. And I want to let you know that if you don't want it all, that's okay. If you want a simple life, that's okay. That's great. That's amazing. And so I like the term striving for mediocrity because it means you're not, you know, when you're striving, you're not giving up. It's not like, oh, I'm accepting that I'm just mediocre. I'm accepting that I'm never going to be more. I'm deciding I don't want to be that big. I'm deciding I want a simple, small life, but I want this community and I want these connections and I want close friendships. You know, I'm deciding I'd rather have a handful of really, really good friendships instead of, you know, being on stage and having 500 people looking at me. And who knows, maybe that's where things will lead anyway. But striving for mediocrity, I'm not giving up and accepting defeat that I'm, you know, never going to be everything I ever wanted. I'm just deciding my priorities are being home with my kids and raising our chickens and growing a garden right now. Like, I want things to be simple. I want things to be easy. And I have to strive to keep my mindset in check. And I have to strive to keep things simple, to not overcomplicate, because it's so easy to compare to other people and overcomplicate and to get these big ideas and try to do 100 things at a time. And I don't know how to juggle. I don't know how to juggle. I got to set some balls down. And it's hard work to, you know, set the balls down sometimes. You've got to be really intentional and you've got to decide which ones are worth keeping, what's worth growing, what's worth focusing on, where should my attention go, what's going to be best for me and my family and my friends and my business and my community and my marriage. And it's okay to strive for mediocrity. It's okay to not want it all. It doesn't mean you're giving up. It really doesn't. Unless you know you'll never be fulfilled without more. But this kind of comes into gratitude, balancing gratitude with the desire for more. I have been there for a couple years now. And it's hard work. It honestly is. It, like, journal prompts is how I get myself through it. Some of you might need to talk yourself through it, go on long walks with yourself. But like, you're not going to get over it if you don't confront it. And it's okay to want more. And it's okay to be okay with everything you have and not want more. And that's kind of the inspiration that I want to give you today. That whatever you decide you want is okay. I just want you to make sure that you're the one deciding what you want for you and your family, and not because you've been fed hundreds of reels on social media that tell you you should be running your own business and you should be, you know, head of the PTA and you should be baking cookies from scratch every, like, it can be simple. It can be easy. You don't have to do it all. All right. I want you to do everything you want to do, everything that's right for you and your family. And practicing gratitude for all you already have along the way it's a really great way to keep yourself grounded, honestly, through it. Pay attention to everything you have. Look for those silver linings. Look for the blessings. Look for the glimmers. Find reasons to smile every day as you keep on moving forward. And whether forward means big growth or whether forward means a more simple life, it's all good, right? Well, I love you, friend. I will talk to you again next week. Thanks for being here.